All right. In the book of Proverbs, three texts we're going to look at. All three going to have the word wealth in it. So let me give you an insight on when I talk about wealth tonight, and the subject is going to tell you something about wealth. But when I talk about wealth, I want you to have the same definition and the same understanding of wealth in this message. So I'm going to give you two or three definitions. Wealth, an abundance of valuable possessions or money. An abundance of valuable possessions or money. It means, along the line in which the Lord will be the minister, the state of being rich with material prosperity. The state of being rich with material prosperity, plenty of supplies of a particular resource. Talking about wealth. I don't want you to have, when I start reading the text, I don't want you to have no other idea about wealth, about you clapping your hand and you're jumping. I ain't, we're talking about money. All right? Abundance of valuable material possession or resources. Abundance of valuable material possession or resources. Now, in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22, I'm going to read three scriptures. All the scriptures are going to be correlating among themselves. I want you to see how the Holy Spirit arranged this thing for us tonight. And I'll just go on and tell you, money cometh, releases the wealth transfer. Money comes, releases. It was sent here to release financial wealth in the hands of the people of God. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22, they're talking about your grandchildren. Everybody ought to be happy when you're walking in wealth. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. You see that? Yeah. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Yes. Now, one of the adjustments we have to make here is, the Holy Spirit told me years ago, don't keep saying it's laid up. Okay? Yes, it's the laid up time. Jesus died on the cross and moved it. Yeah. So don't keep that concept in your mind, because if it's laid up, you're never going to get it. You're never going to get there. Now notice in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, the Holy Ghost going to have his way here tonight. Yep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, now Deuteronomy. Remember what he said, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now we come to a revelation that because of so many things that have transpired in the spirit, we can take it by force. And the force we take it by is the revelation and the anointing and the divine right for us to walk in our Father's wealth. All right, here in Deuteronomy now. And I think what we got here is a problem, because Christians been trying to get wealthy on their own. And they've been going through worldly activity, worldly means. Here in Deuteronomy 8:17 now. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. I can't transfer it to you. Yep. But you're not going to glorify me with it. But then the 18th verse says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee, he giveth thee power. He giveth thee power for what? To get wealth. Wow. Wow. Come on. And it's not all about you, that he may establish his covenant, which you swear unto thy father, as it is this day. We talk about money coming, releases the wealth transfer. Now watch this. I know what I was looking for. I got to find it too. Yeah, got it. One more scripture now. Now, when I remember I found this scripture 27 years ago, I'm reading Psalm 66, verse 12. Psalm 66, verse 12. Powerful. It's so powerful. Look what it says. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. All right, they've been up there long enough. Went through the fire and through the water. All right, been through the fire and through the water. Financially, you have been that way. But thou broughtest us out. Into what kind of place? Everybody online, a wealthy place. We're talking about wealth that's laid up. We talk about power that's been given us to get wealth. And we're talking about God leading us out, and that's what he's doing tonight, into a wealthy place. Can you see that? Those three scriptures. I'll read a part of this prophecy before I go to giving you some things. Again, I want you to hear this prophecy because they talk about the wealth transfer. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire, it's God talking, to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. Release me, says the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf. For yes, yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up. We're right in it. It will go down. But those that learn to walk in the word, they shall see the prosperity of the word come forth in this hour in a way they have not been seen by men in days past. Yes, 1978 is forgiven. There are coming a financial inversion in the world system. It been held in the reservoir. See that wealth trend, that's Proverbs 13:22 there. A wicked man for days on. But the end is now. We're living right in that time. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, says the Lord. It shall be done in the allotted, and so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The first words the Lord told me to minister to tell you the waiting is over.
Yeah, the waiting is over.
The next thing he said, the time has come. Uh-huh. The next thing he said to me, tell him, the anointing is powerful enough. That's enough of us been studying the word, paying our tithe, sowing seed, praising God. We are anointed enough to walk in wealth. Good God Almighty. Say it. I'm anointed enough to walk in wealth. And it's not about your mom and daddy now and your grandfather. This is about God. He's the one, say, we can walk in his wealth. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The waiting is over. The time has come. The anointing is powerful enough. Now listen very carefully before I start giving out these principles. And the remnant is ready for it. You notice that? Didn't say everybody. And the remnant, everybody can handle it, is ready for it. And know what it's for and how to use it to glorify God and his work. The remnant.
Yes, sir.
The remnant ready for it. Now, wealth laid up and wealth transfer are not the same. You see, he wanted to keep, you keep quoting the Bible, but you got to have revelation when the Bible is ready to make a move. See, wealth laid up, wealth transfer are not the same. We'll change that in your life tonight by divine insight.
Yes.
So we got these three scriptures now. We got Proverbs 13:22. Put it back up. I got to talk over them before I go to these principles. Proverbs 13:22. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Every child of God, you've been made the righteous of God, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. All right? Righteous. So you have a divine right that we have been robbed of in the body of Christ to be wealthy. We accept some sob story, some sad story about we love God more about not being wealthy. God need us to be wealthy.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with being wealthy. As long as the wealth don't have you, you have the wealth. And that's why you got to grow up before you can get to it. But the wealth is no longer laid up.
Yes.
It just got to have somebody who knew how to make the move. It's no longer laid up. Secondly, went to the other scripture. He said, and the reason he did it, he give you power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. He give you power. So the wealth no longer laid up, and he gives you power. And now he's not only ready to transfer wealth to you, he's ready to transfer you into your wealthy place. Yes. Are you ready?
Yes,
are you ready, I said?
Yes.
He will transfer you into your wealthy place. I'll start off with Proverbs 13:22 as the first principle laid out tonight. We must move beyond the laid up revelation. Mm-hmm. Long time, we didn't even know it was laid up, you know. We finally got to the laid up, but we got to move beyond the laid up revelation. As long as it laid up, it can't be transferred. So therefore, I hear the Spirit of God saying, there is in this house tonight a resurrection of wealth. Wealth has been in the grave long enough. We have talked about it long enough. We have sung about it long enough. Tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wealth resurrect in your life. That power that he had given you to get wealth is resurrection power. So money resurrecting my life tonight. I've been dead so long. Get up. In large amount. In large amount. Hallelujah. So if I can get you tonight, move beyond the laid up and start getting ready for your delivery. Ooh, Jesus. Move beyond the laid up and start getting ready for your personal delivery of wealth. God want to bring wealth. You're going to let him bring it. Now, the might and must have those who have moved into the manifestation position by willingness and obedience. In other words, it's not a might anymore, it's a must. And so we are moving into a manifestation position. Are you with me? Are you still there? See, well, take that state scripture like John 10:10. And you got two sides of that scripture. You got the thief on one side and you got Jesus on the other side. And Jesus told us what he come for. I'm coming that you might have life, that you might have more abundantly. So Jesus ain't paying no attention to that thief. Thief defeated. Say it, the thief defeated. And notice Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. That word might is in there. See, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, curse everyone that hangs on the tree. See, that the breath of Abraham might. In John 10:10, you got might twice. So no might person is going to get the wealth transfer. You got to become to the place you have enough revelation that you're a must person. I must be wealthy to give glory to God. Not a religion folk going to jump and say, you don't have to have money. You're going about your business. Leave me alone. Isaiah 1:19 says on that same thing, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Yes, sir. See, you have to know how to be willing. You have to know how to be obedient. And see, now are you ready for wealth? See, are you just going through the motion tonight? Are you really ready for, now I'm going to say something that wealth going to come to you. Are you going to be able to receive it?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? There's an anointing here for wealth tonight. See, I'm not only preaching, but I am wealthy. So I know this is true, and I'm bragging on God. He kept his word to me.
Yes.
He kept his word. But you can't be passive. If I get it, don't get it. I love the Lord. Anybody ask you that? You know you love the Lord. You're just trying to make an excuse, you see. Now listen very carefully. I'm about to impart something to you from a familiar scripture. You must receive the money magnet wealth transfer anointing. Then Deuteronomy 8:18. You must receive the money magnet wealth transfer anointing. Now, I never heard that before. I heard that in the private time with God. I said, what? He said, you must receive the money magnet wealth transfer anointing. That's a new anointing have come out to the body of Christ. You find it somewhere else, come and tell me. You must receive, I want you to hear it. This is my third time. The money magnet. Wealth transfer anointing. In other words, you magnetize wealth. It's an anointing that draws wealth, that arrests wealth, that subpoena wealth. Come up on you tonight. Say it, come up on me tonight. Yeah. God looking for somebody to wear that anointing. Give you the power to get wealth. Good God Almighty. Understanding that righteousness understood calls for a wealth transfer. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Understanding that righteousness that is understood calls for a wealth transfer. Look at Psalm 112. You got your shouting glow? Look at Psalm 112. When righteousness is understood, it has a calling of wealth on wealth. You know, understanding that righteousness, understanding that righteousness understood calls for wealth transfer. You got it now? Say it 3 or 4 times. Yeah. Now, look at that Psalm. What's taking y'all so long? Psalm 112, verse 1. You get over there and get to taking notes and not paying attention yourself. So, Psalm 112, verse 1. Now watch this. You have to be orders use 15 good lawyers to miss this. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth great in his commandment. Go to the next verse. Why would he say? Why would he gonna say it? His seed shall be mighty upon the earth broke.
No.
Oh no. We don't want much. How you gonna be mighty on the earth and got nothing? His seed should be mighty upon the earth. See that word mighty upon the earth? It's telling us we're supposed to have plenty. Mighty upon the earth, the generation of the upright shall be what? That's another word. Blessed. Empowered to prosper. Empowered to be wealthy. Now look at verse 3. Shut your mouth. Look at that. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. How many righteous people got in here? How many righteous people got alive? Y'all hold your hand up in the house there.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me read this. Don't put your hand down. Listen, I want to talk to you. Because I want the Holy Spirit to get a chance to say this to you. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. That's what's supposed to be in your house. Ain't no bills and all that lack and stuff, and worry about budget and all that stuff supposed to be in your house. Wealth and riches supposed to be in your house.
Yes.
Because you got so many brothers and sisters now, you got plenty left over. Because you got so many brothers and sisters will never hear this, never see this, never understand this, never believe this, never have faith for this, and never live in this. So you got plenty. Yeah, that is reading the Bible. It says, wealth, a righteous man, wealth and riches should be in his house. Now who gonna argue this? You can put your hand now, y'all did good. Wealth and riches. I forgot I had y'all hanging out there. Wealth and riches shall be in his house.
That's right.
But you got to understand righteousness. See, because an aspect of righteousness has been taught the broker you are, the more you love God. And if ever time God said stupid, I know he laid on over the banister and said, boy, you can't be connected to me and broke too. Confess that the money just keep on coming. Mm-hmm. Putting me in my wealthy place. Say it. The money just keep on coming. Putting me in my wealthy place. And you're back to Psalm 66:12. I want to look at it again. You're back to Psalm 66:12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice now. Notice these words. Powerful word. Thou has caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and went through the water. But it's time to get out of here now. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Mm-hmm. When I talk about Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20:20, he was fighting and going through the, but they came out in the wealthy place in the 25th verse. Had so much they couldn't carry away. It took him 3 days. That was a wealth transfer. And the worst is looking your finance tonight. You're the very one I'm talking to. God can work, God can move. I mean, I've been in some tight places when it comes down to finances. Listen, take notes. Tapping into a flow of wealth that can't be stopped. Anybody heard me?
Yes.
There is an anointing here. There is an impartation here. Just believe you're tapping into a flow of wealth that can't be stopped. Now, I told you about it earlier, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, and Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. Those two texts, one about the anointing and one about the covenant assignment God gave Abraham. Connect, and that wealth got to come.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I said, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
That Genesis deal, that 12, we talked about it. Let's look at it again, Genesis 12. Let's look at it again because it's worth keep looking at because so many people miss that, Genesis 12, 1. They keep missing it. Now, the Lord said to Abram, who he said it to?
Abram.
So there are men and women that God choose, like Esther and Ruth. He choose certain people and place a ministry on them and anoint it on them. Here's a man here. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. How many people is the Lord talking to now? One.
Come on.
Abram. Mm-hmm. That's all he's talking to. I go to the second verse. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Who are we talking to now? Abram again. Huh?
Yes,
God put a special anointing on him, right?
Yes,
go to the next verse. If you can't see that a special anointing on me, you are blind as a bat with some cheese in your mouth and two monkeys beating you side the head. I get it. You know I'm full of infirmities, full of inadequacies, but yet God have done this thing. You ought to have some understanding that I'm not doing it, that God's grace is doing it.
Yes.
And I got to keep telling you this. If I can make it, you can make it.
Yes.
That's right, sir. My God.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
My God. See what he said? Now, he bring you to include you in what he said to Abel. He said, money coming to me in that supermarket that morning. He said, bring it to the body of Christ.
Yes,
and then those who listen, he bring them to include them in it.
Yes,
and the reason God do that, if you can't follow a man, you can't follow God.
That's right.
And God said, throughout the Bible, God sent prophets. He sent apostles. He sent men who are anointed, women who are anointed to do certain jobs. Look at Esther.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Went to be the queen.
Yes, sir.
Come on. My God. Look, what that girl named Ruth, yep, who followed Naomi. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Met a very wealthy man.
Yes, sir. Boy.
She was committed. She wouldn't let Naomi get out of sight. She said, well, you go, I'm going. God was checking her out. And God was taking her into a wealthy place. She got there too. Boy, as a rich boy. And God got there. He said, make a place for her to lay down. Lord was on her, see? See? So God got many ways to do it. Now this voice here, I will bless them to bless you, curse them to curse thee. What? And in this shall all the families of the earth be what?
Blessed,
empowered. My God, man. That is clear. Then over in Isaiah 45, you got the anointing. Boy, opening gates and stuff. He ain't got no ability. He ain't got no power to open them gates. Look at Isaiah 45, 1, 3. But God anointed him to open gates of plenty. He had the anointing on him. Same thing here. I'm anointed for money, anointed for wealth. Men see it and get scared. But I didn't do it, God did it.
That's right.
But after many, 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 many faithful years.
Come on.
Years with nothing. I had no idea when I went to that supermarket that morning, he was going to send me to Madison Square Garden.
Come on.
Had no idea he was going to send me to London.
Wow.
Had no idea he's going to send me to preach to people, 20,000 people at one time. Wow. Had no idea. I mentioned money coming, and before I know it, people getting all about the back. I don't know where they're going. I don't know what done happened. I don't know what the Holy Ghost have done up in here. And they're coming to the altar to bring money. I didn't even know that came with it. But I know, understand now, sowing, you see, has to come with it. It don't come automatically. You hear with me? The secret of money coming, wealth flow, is found in Luke 5, chapter 1 through 7. The secret of the money coming, wealth flow. Luke 5, 1, it came to pass that it did. People pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood, Jesus, by the lake of Gennesaret. Now watch what happened. What a verse 2, going down the line. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen was going out of them and were washing their net. Now, hold up right there. Some people think your finances are washed up. Huh? You've tried everything, but that's why you're here tonight. Go to the next verse. Now, they ain't washed up, and you haven't arrived yet. You haven't got what God wants you to have. And if you can't get up here and talk like I'm talking, and not guessing. You see what I'm saying? No, you can make that confession. They can make them confession, but oh my, they confess the Lord, and the Lord with me, and I got this, and I got this. They don't have it. You know, walking by faith. Well, faith sometimes produces, you know. Faith sometimes manifests. Huh? Faith is not faithless, it manifests something. I noticed this voice. And he answered to the ship, which was Simon, and prayed him that we should thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Go to the next voice. Why would it happen? What we're talking about now, I want to make sure you know what we're talking about. The secret of the money coming wealth flow. Now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drop. Go ahead. Watch what happened. Now, watch what happened. And Simon answered him, Simon answered and said unto him, Master, here it is. Here it is. All them jobs. All them little business deal. We have tossed all the night, have taken nothing. But look what this boy said. Nevertheless, I wonder, can I get somebody nevertheless up in here tonight? Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the Sam net. And he said net. He wouldn't let the nets down, but he finally got it. You know, after them fish that come, he got all the nets out. Come on, go to the next boy. He got net singular there. He went, I'm going to try it out. And when they had this done, you had a transfer. They enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Now, Sam water, Sam fish, Sam fisherman. What's the difference? The well transfer got on. And they begged him to their partner. Look, it got plenty. It was in the other ship that they should come and help him. And they came and filled both the ship. How much you fill? So they begin to sink. That is right there. It's the secret of the money coming wealth flow. Now, Jesus already, here's another principle he taught me. Jesus already know the plans for your wealth transfer. What? You talking to me? What yet? Chicago. That's all right. Yeah, he know your plan. Ohio? Yeah. Richmond, Virginia? Yeah. He know your plan. See, Jesus already know the plan. What is Jeremiah 29:11? I know the plan I have for you. I plan to prosper you. I plan to give you wealth. Jesus already know what plan he's going to use to get your wealth transfer. In your prayer time, just thank him for your plan. You need a divine plan, you know. But thank him for your plan. I think he can plan it. I think he'll plan a few. So Jesus already know the plan for your wealth transfer. Now, you might play around with you a little bit and ask you a few questions. Turn to John 6. We go back. We went over the text of John 6, 1. Yeah, he know the plan for your wealth transfer. Yeah, your condition has nothing to do with how you're going to come out.
Right.
How long it been that way? Doesn't have, come give me John 6:1. It doesn't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Look at here. After these things, Jesus went out of the Sea of Galilee, which is in the Sea of Tiberias. Now watch, 42, go on down. Watch what happened. And a great multitude followed him because they saw, they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. But listen. This we're dealing with is a multitude miracle. A multitude transfer. Thousand at one time. It was 5,000 men.
Yes, sir.
Look what happened. Go to the third verse. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciple. Watch it. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. And when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, they come to me, I got to take care of them. When shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now he said that to Philip, to give Philip a chance to give the right answer.
Yes, sir.
Lord, thou knowest.
Yes, sir.
See. When shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now watch what happened. And this, I talked to you earlier about it. This he said to prove him, right?
Yes, sir.
For he himself knew what, here come your wealth transfer.
Yes,
here it come.
Yes, sir.
Bernard, Ledoux, Ronald,
yes, sir.
Donnell, yeah it is.
Yes,
he himself knew what he would do. The doggone condition and the location don't make no difference.
Yeah.
The longevity of it don't make no difference.
Yes, sir.
Come on, yes, hallelujah.
Jesus still know.
Yes, sir.
What he gonna do?
Yes, sir.
I feel a little preaching coming on now.
Yes,
he always knew.
Yes,
what he gonna do?
Yes,
Jesus always knew what to do.
Yes,
he knew what to do with the fish.
Yes,
he knew what to do with the bread.
Yes,
he knew what to do with the fig tree.
Yes,
he knew what to do in the storm.
Yes,
he always knew what to do.
Yeah.
Now I want you to hold on to that.
Yes, sir.
He said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do.
Yes,
there's your wealth transferring right there. He know how he gonna transfer it to you. Stay faithful, my friend.
Yes. Yes.
Stay faithful. Stay faithful. You don't have to go after it. No, we're talking about money coming. We ain't talking about dropping all our to go after something. We're talking about being busy about our Father's plan.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I never went after no money.
Come on.
I flew all over the world. We flew how many hours one year?
500 hours.
Churches. I wasn't going after no money. I was going to minister. All right.
Wow.
And you know, it goes down to the 13th verse and you had the 12 basket left over, right? Because I got to give you two more principles and I'm going to close. I ain't preaching long tonight. Money, wealth, wisdom cometh to the body of Christ. Money, wealth, wisdom cometh to the body of Christ. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you ain't saying me preaching, just keep on preaching. All this stuff I done told y'all. I ain't preaching all night long.
That's right.
It's Friday night. I'm going home and hug my wife. Shoot. Tip you all night. Y'all got to get this thing. I'm saying enough.
Yes,
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
you know? Tonight is your wealth transfer.
Tonight is my wealth transfer.
It ain't laid up no more. I got the power to make it move.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Ecclesiastes. Now this voice, when I found this voice, it set me free, because you always had these people shoo-shooing and blowing and saying things. But I found this out from a rich man, Solomon, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, money, wealth, wisdom cometh to the body of Christ. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. And that's where the body of Christ got to get wise on this, man. They won't tell us, you know, you the church, y'all just stay over here. No, we run this thing. Then he says, wisdom is good with an inheritance. Verse 11, and by it there's profit to them that see the Son. Now look at verse 12. For wisdom is a defense. And he said, I got some wisdom. You need some money too, baby. For wisdom is defense, and money is a defense. You got both of them there, right? Huh? All right. Now you don't want money without wisdom. But I don't want no wisdom without money either. If I'm getting wisdom, money should show up. Huh?
Yes.
But the excellent knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them have it. See, when you got wisdom with money, your money is still in his hand.
That's right.
My. Money cometh wealth, put me in a position that I will never be broke another day in my life. Now, you know as well as I know, if you're a Bible student, when that woman went to the prophet and said her husband was dead and that she was, the creditor was coming, the prophet spoke a word to her. And I wrote in my notes, the all kept coming. Because it was supernatural. Yeah, it was an all well transfer. Yeah, she hit the oil field. The oil kept coming. Not only that, the woman that the prophet gave her word, and the Lord said he had set aside to feed the prophet, the meal, M-E-L, kept coming. In the bottom of that barrel, that meal kept coming up. You have God displaying who he really is.
Yes, sir.
All it takes is him. I love him. Do you love him?
Yes, sir.
All it takes is him.
Take is him.
Yeah, and I love him more than any money. And I love him more than gold and silver. Yeah, I love him. See, but I don't mean I have to do without it. Huh?
That's right. Come on.
Didn't that we just read? The fish kept coming?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the wealth transfer. The fish kept on coming.
Yes,
didn't that we just read? The bread kept coming?
Yes,
to feed them 5,000. See, think, I want you to get the concept. Yes. They kept coming. They kept coming. Where they coming from? From the Lord. So you're letting the Lord take you to your wealthy place. Now, here's a statement that you must hear clearly. You can't be strong in this world without wealth.
Wow.
And God the Father knows that. I don't care how long you pray, 3 hours, I'll come here and pray. That when I get out there and stop somewhere to get something, and none of my prayers work. They want money. Look at Proverbs 10:15 right quick. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. I love it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at this. The rich man's wealth is a strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Now just tell me what side you want to be on, your A and B. The rich man's wealth is his what? Strong city.
Yeah.
See, when you financially able, you can walk in any part of this system and demand something. And that's what God needs somebody. When Abraham walked in the place, they knew who he was. Solomon, they knew who he was. See, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty.
Wow.
Isn't it right there playing? Hard to understand. You don't understand that? Now, tithing and seed sowing is for a reason of the scripture I'm about to read now. You can't call me master when money already your master. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters. That would happen to a young boy in Mark 10. The young rich ruler. He called him Jesus master, but money was the master. Jesus knew that. Jesus said, I'm not your master. This money is your master. I'm going to check you out. Sell all you had. The Bible says he left away grieved. So now You can't let money be your master. I was sitting and I saw these words, smoke. Satan got, you got a lot of smoke in the system that blocking you from the word. Just fog, that fog in the believer's eye. Then you got Satan. He's a father of a lie. He deceived you to live low-key when you're supposed to be on top of him.
Yes.
And then I saw the word secret. God said he'll lead us into his secret place. Then I heard the word stand. It's time for me to stand up and say it's time for me to step into my wealthy place. And then the word, I heard the word supernatural strategies. Supernatural strategies will be given to you from this day forward. Supernatural strategy. Now I want to get something else to give with you before I leave. Hallelujah. I want you to go over these with me. It's money coming. I'll give you number four this morning, right? Didn't I give you number four?
Yes.
Number five. Thou shalt not serve money. Say it.
Thou shalt not serve money.
Rather,
money
shall serve thee. Are you thinking? Say this. I'm not the servant of money.
I'm not the servant of money.
Money is my loving,
obedient
servant. Here's another one. Thou shalt be aware that money loves thee.
Thou shalt be aware that money loves thee.
Money loves to fill thy hands.
Money loves to fill thy hands.
And pockets.
And pockets.
Deuteronomy 8:18. Say this with me. Money loves me.
Money loves me.
Money loves to fill my hand.
Money loves to fill my hand.
And pocket.
And pocket.
Money will not stay away from me.
Money will not stay away from me.
Money loves to serve me.
Money
loves for me to enjoy it.
The more I use
and enjoy money correctly, got that?
Correctly.
Uh-huh. The money, the more it flows into my life. Now you got it, huh? Yeah. Now some people fall out. I love money. Now see, the first thing they'll go to is 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money. But he's talking about loving money in the correct way.
Yes.
Nobody can take God's place in my life.
That's right. That's right.
Now, I'm going to give you the whole statement because I know some good Baptists trembling now. I love money in its right place.
I love money in its right place.
I got you.
Yes,
I got you. I love the good that I can do with money. You love money in the right place. Money don't have first place.
Thou shalt not fear money.
That it will corrupt thee.
Only the corruptible
can be corrupted. If thy religion cannot stand money,
thy religion
is bad.
Not money.
Ecclesiastes 5:19. I want y'all to look at it right quick. Ecclesiastes 5:19. Look at that. Ecclesiastes 5:19. Look at that a minute. Yeah. Thou shalt not fear money, that it will corrupt thee. Only the corruptible can be corrupted. If thy religion cannot stand money, then thy religion is bad, not money. You just knocked out a whole denomination.
Yes, sir.
If they can't handle money, ain't nothing wrong with the money. Is it wrong with the religion, man? I'll meditate that voice over a season. Say this with me. I have no fear of money.
I have no fear of money.
I am not afraid that money will corrupt me.
Money
cannot make me a worse poison. I'm a better poison because I have money to meet my needs,
to enjoy,
and to share.
Money
is not against my religion.
Money
cannot come between me and God.
I can serve God better
with the convenience of money. See it?
Yeah.
I mean, these things, there's nothing wrong with these things. Thou shalt not deny money.
Thou shalt not deny money.
If thou deny money,
money
will deny thee.
Money will deny thee.
And somebody said, well, that money, money coming, man. I don't like him. He just got broke. You ain't touch me. You ain't trusting me. I got a shield of money around me. Thou shalt not deny money.
If thou
deny money,
money will deny thee.
If thou are accused of having much money, deny it not. Never say I don't have any money.
Even if you don't.
Let the weak say I'm strong. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it make it rich. Yeah, no, sorry, but I got one more, I think, one more. Thank and say. Now, thank and say. I'm making my business to think, act, and look like I have money.
I must become that
which I say I am. Therefore, I boldly declare I am rich. See it and feel it. I'm rich in health, happiness,
love,
success, prosperity, and money. My God. Thou shalt see to it that money make money. No matter how much or how little you have, thou shalt
have
money making money. Money loves to increase and make thee rich. Money shall work for thee. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 10. Thank and say this.
I see
and feel myself having money making money. I see myself having money drawing interest. I see money working for me. Bring me more money in honest, exciting ways. Lord have mercy, body of Christ. Thou should not seek. Now this is very important. That's what happened to a lot of people.
Something for nothing.
Now I had, when I was a younger boy, I used to ride in the car with my daddy, and we used to come up to this man, he owned the grocery store. He walked out the store, hey Tom, something for nothing. He did it all the time. Something for nothing. That don't exist. There's no such thing as something for nothing. But all my boyhood, I heard that, something for nothing. Every time he would say, and then he laughed. Now he had some stuff. He owned the store. You know, he wasn't but to be on the store, and he was doing pretty good. But he had this concept, something for nothing. But that don't exist. Don't even remember I said that. Thank and say it.
I realize
that there's no such thing
as
something for nothing.
I avoid
all offers
that promise
something for nothing. What commercial doing now? How they hang them people? Yeah. They tell them, you don't. I heard them talking about getting people out of credit. The girl said she was out of debt. The company got out of debt. To them other folks, she owe them. It's just, but they got a way to say it to you. And the girl actually said it. Boy, she said it because, I'm out of debt. No, you're not out of debt. You owe them now. You just transferred the debt. Therefore,
I don't get caught
in losing deals. I realize that I cannot get something for nothing from God or man. Oh, my goodness. I serve God by right thinking, right doing, and right giving. Good God Almighty. You see that? And I'm rewarded according as my work shall be. Come on. I'm against it. Y'all ain't got it. And I am recorded
according
as my work shall be. And I'm rewarded
according
as my work shall be. I serve mankind in my work.
Whatever it is.
Life pays me
according to my thinking,
doing,
and giving.
And you hear me going over and over this in these prosperity revivers and money coming revival, because I hope you it's on tape so you'll be able to get it down and start saying it. And don't be scared. Begin to confess those things in your life and over your life. Well, you ought to be ready for your wealth transfer now. God bless you.